Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's March 5th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. It's Friday. Friday. Bad Bob. What does that mean to you?
Only three more days till Monday.
Well, it's
three work days till Monday.
Three work days till Monday. That's right. Not a day off. I hope you didn't think that was going to happen. No. And speaking of somebody that is there every minute and present, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and more, my sweetheart.
Good morning. Well, you know, I'm going to be making several announcements this morning between 7 and 9 a.m., obviously, about different events that are happening this weekend. I've just opened my email. I have tons of announcements to make. But first I want to talk about the Sunday night event.
The gala.
If you haven't gotten your tickets for the Academy Award special Academy Award show at the Cascade, it is at $12, of course, Sunday night. And champagne's going to flow, and the palm dresses are going to come out. And it's, of course, on California's biggest movie screen north of San Francisco. I am co-hosting it with Valerie Ing Miller, or co-emceeing it. We're also going to have a sneak peek at the Sundial Film Festival, as well as the dance project. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think there's going to be prizes, and little mini Shasta County Oscars are going to be given away for just special awards. So that's the first thing I want to start off the morning with.
Will I get an award for wearing a tuxedo?
You're going to wear a tux that night?
Well, no award, though, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Oh, I just got an email from a gal named Mindy who goes between Reading and Los Angeles. And she has worked the Academy Awards every year, she and my best girlfriend, Marie. And I just got an email. I've got Oscar stuff for you. So the night of the Oscar show, that's at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 5 p.m., doors open at 5, we are going to have some door prizes of some real Oscar, meaning this year the sweatshirts, baseball caps, I'm not exactly sure what she has, but it's the real Oscar stuff. So you might be a lucky recipient of, if you're into that stuff, because I know I collect the baseball caps.
Now, this is the goodies they give to the people that attend the Academy Awards.
The real stuff. So, generously donated by a gal named Mindy, who has a business up here and travels back and forth. So, one day we're going to have her on and also talk about her business. Because
it's here for Mindy.
Yeah, we're always trying to support our local businesses. But right now, let's go to the phones with one of our favorite people, one of the greatest musicians anywhere. Good morning, Luigi White.
It is I, Luigi. Hey, Carl and Linda, I want to thank you right away here for providing this venue for the people. I know it's not easy to keep that radio station going, but I'd like to thank you for providing all that.
Well, thank you. It's our pleasure.
It is our pleasure. You know, sometimes that, you know, as we crawl out of the door here at 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night after two or three nights of that, we go, hey, we're having a good time now. But you know what? We are having a good time.
Speaking of having a good time, Festa Italiana is on March 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us more about it, because we talk about it all the time. But let's hear it from the horse's mouth.
at least one end of it. Aha. Okay.
Well, Carl, we want to thank you for putting together our veterans table. You know, every year we put together a table honoring our veterans. And what have you got this year?
Well, we have a World War II representative, a Korean War representative, Vietnam, and the War on Terror.
Wow.
I get to sit with those heroes.
Well, I want to appreciate you doing that.
Well,
and with your permission, sir, maybe Linda could come up and do the Keeley Smith part of the Louis Prima song of Old Black Magic.
Love it. Keeley will be on her high heels that night.
Well, it would be difficult to stop her from doing that.
Okay, so you also have Jeff Applebaum, who's performing, and you're going to be presenting the Italian of the Year. and it's a great time. Now, how do we get tickets?
Well, you just call 359-2078, and the lovely and gracious Kathleen Molya Mia, my wife, she'll take care of the tickets. We have a carrier pigeon here, and they'll just fly them right out to you.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you have to be 21 to be there, but we're going to have people that are from 21 all the way up to 101 years old.
Ooh.
And there's a reason you have to be 21 to be there, so, and it's a good reason.
Well, we're so glad you called, and we are going to party with you and have a great time, because I remember last year, people danced till midnight. And how can they not when you're playing all the wonderful Italian and disco and YMCA and all those great party songs?
And we welcome our friends to join us that night for a great party.
And the comedian, we pre-screen these comedians, and if they can't be funny without being profane, then we don't want them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, Luigi.
All right, well, thanks again.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Okay.
That's Lou White, and we're talking about Festa Italiana on March 13th. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Sheer bliss. That's how I wake up every morning since the purchase of my Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Now with a special purchase, Crisson's Mattress Gallery is passing the savings on to you with 30, 40, and 50% off. Don't miss this chance to sleep like a kid again. These prices are limited to stock on hand. Hurry in to see Steve and Sonny and let them show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep also. 1 year same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds. Choose from several models and save up to 50% off the regular price. Only at your locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery. Reading's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Tobacco & Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco & Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military veteran talk radio show. This week on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to talk about the Wounded Warrior Project, a greatly respected program that you'll be proud of. Lieutenant Colonel retired Alan West is a candidate for Congress in Southern Florida. He'll be our guest. He's a great man. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to talk about Vietnam and torture. I look forward to you joining me this week on Frontlines of Freedom.
Sunday morning at 8 here on KCNR 1460.
Oh, yes.
Hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
I love it, Bob. You picked out the perfect song. I was just going through my emails, and of course, the end of this month, March, end of March, Carl and I are going to be in Palm Springs, and a group of the Gold Diggers that I performed with. I was with Dean for 8 years, and some of these girls were with him 14, 15 years. From the middle 70s up to 91, actually, is when we went into retirement. We are going to have a wonderful reunion and a performance at the Indian Wells Theater there in right outside of Palm Springs, the end of March. All the girls are going to be calling it. Not all the girls, but this group of girls are going to be performing would be March 24th. So mark your calendars. Hey, if you're just checking in, it's KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. Of course, it's Carl and Linda Bott. And today it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 54 with a low of around 42. That's tonight. Saturday is going to be partly sunny with a high of near 61. And today, this afternoon, we're going to be at Tobacco and Brew, where our guest coming up here in just a few minutes is going to follow us over there so that he can be of service to answer questions and you can engage in conversation with Les Baugh. I think it's going to be a dynamite afternoon and this morning. Let's get to the phones right now. Let's go to line one. Good morning, Joe. You're on KCNR.
Linda, how are you?
Great. We're great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
I understand. Just tell us what's up. You've got a tip, a fitness tip for us, right?
I got an early fitness tip for you today, and I wanted to talk about how to evaluate. I want to talk about strength training a little bit and how to evaluate an exercise for the quality of the exercise.
Okay.
So, when we're doing it, a lot of people are strength training right now, which you absolutely should be. If you're not, you need to start. But finding the right exercises is important. We can waste a lot of time just doing frivolous exercises that don't get a lot done. So I've come up with four criteria for how to evaluate an exercise for the quality. One of them is it done with free weights? Exercises done with free weights tend to get a little bit more done. They're a little bit more realistic and relate to what we do in real life more. The second one, is it done standing? There's not too many things that we do that are done from a sitting position when it comes to labor and lifting and moving. Things are done standing. That's the functional position that we're in when we're doing things. So is the exercise done standing? I know it's great to do exercise laying down. All my clients love it when they get a lying down exercise, but the best ones are probably done standing.
Except for the plank.
Except for the plank. There are some exceptions, absolutely. The third criteria is it a multi-joint exercise? Meaning, for example, is the shoulder joint and elbow joint both working on the exercise, or is it just the elbow joint? The more productive exercises tend to be multi-joint, so that they're utilizing more muscles, and the muscles are having to work together on the exercise. And then the fourth criteria, is it multi-plane? A lot of exercises in a gym tend to be done in the sagittal plane, which is forward and backward. But there's also the frontal plane, which is side to side, and there's the transverse plane, which is rotational. And so when you can take an exercise and then put a couple different planes of movement into it, it again becomes more functional. And I'll talk about what functional is on another week. But those four criteria, is it done with free weights, is it done standing, is it done multi-joint, and is it done multi-planar, all come into creating more value in an exercise, and you're getting more bang for your effort.
Well, Joe, we women know that, especially when you reach a certain age, that your bones become brittle, and that you can, and we love yoga, we love the deep stretching, but you have to do weight-bearing exercises.
Absolutely.
And so going to the gym is really a vital part of your exercise routine. And our choice to work out, our place to work out, is Adamson Speak Performance. And right now you're listening to Joe Adamson, who owns it. And I'm telling you, if you're thinking about bikini season's coming up, because trust me, I'm going to have to get into that gown the end of this month. And perform in front of a bunch of people. And for those of you who are thinking about even bikini, forget about it, shorts, whatever, that it's time to kind of really recommit and get to the gym. And a great place to start is Adamson's Peak Performance, also wonderful trainers. They've got special programs and deals, and there's going to be a new special coming up with a guy who lost, well, we can't wait to do a commercial with him, a guy who lost 42 pounds, Steve.
Steve, yeah, you bet. Using both the small group personal training and one of our nutritional programs.
Yeah, so we're in touch with him, and we run a neck commercial with his testimonial, which I love. I'm all over that. So, well, thank you. Have a great weekend, Joe. And
thanks, Carl, you guys have a great.
We'll see you Monday.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye bye.
Hey, this is Carl on the bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We have to take a quick break here for some messages, then join us after we're finished.
Whether you're 5 or 85, there is something for everyone at the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show and Sale opening today at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and brought to you by Taylor Motors. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sport lovers with boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping, and RV accessories. All that plus kids' trout fishing pod, retriever demos, backcountry horsemen, bass fin demonstrations, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splash dogs, and Gunner the Clydesdale. If you're a sport enthusiast of any kind, there's something for everyone to see and do, plus plenty of once-a-year sports show-only deals. The NorCal Productions Boat Sport and RV Show open noon to 7 p.m. today, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring the latest in sport and recreation at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Fox 20, The Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light. Admission is only $5 for adults, $3 for kids 7 to 15, kids 6 and under, free with adults.
How much would you pay for a juicy, tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
Tired of driving to big box pharmacies in town just to wait 15 minutes in line to talk to a real person? Then come to Palisadro Pharmacy, where you usually get your prescription and you're on your way in about 10 minutes. Owner Dean Wolford takes pride in his prompt personal service. Palisadro Pharmacy has a great selection of cards and OTC products, including Burt's Bees. Ask about their 10% off senior discount and free mailing. Experience what fast personal service used to be at Palisadro Pharmacy, south of Cedar Tree Restaurant off Highway 44 on Deschutes Road.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids, rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming on KCNR 1460 for our friends throughout the world. Before we get into the phones, one of the things that happened is we were talking about it yesterday, and we urged people to get involved with this, and that was the meeting they had last night on the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the room was jammed. That's right. It was jammed with people at the Redding Convention Center, at the Community Services Advisory Commission. And they voted unanimously to recommend that the Convention and Visitors Bureau be merged with the Cascade Wonderland Association. And this way, cutting subsidies to both of them, the organization. But they also voted on something else that was very important, is that the convention center closure was not on the agenda. You know, people had talked about closing the convention center. Instead, that the group strongly indicated that it favors raising prices. And I know people are saying, oh, wait a minute, you know, you're cutting into our nonprofit type of amount of money we can raise for our organizations. And it does, my friends. But it keeps it open. They said the rates could jump by 25%. Well, if you want to keep the convention center and you want to keep it for our city, you're going to need to do that. The other thing is that they're talking about, is this a time to cut back on advertising? And, you know, and the vast majority agreed. The vast majority agreed that said, no, you know, we can't cut back on advertising.
Nope.
You know, Yellowstone National Park spends $3 million a year on advertising. Like, nobody knows who that where that place is. We can't quit that. We've got to keep supporting that. But we, you know, the privatization has stopped. At least the idea of selling the Civic Center has stopped. This is what happens when people get involved.
Yeah, you've got to vote with your feet and get passionate about stuff, right?
That's right. Well, if you say
you
vote,
just show up.
Yeah.
I always say vote with your feet.
And
that means when your feet
That's
hit
right.
the floor, you know what you do with your time and your energy and your day makes a lot of difference. Makes a huge difference. Now I want to go to the phones with Valerie Ng Miller, who is calling from the Cascade, because you know we're really getting excited and psyched about the Oscars. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's up? Tell us.
Hi. You know, one thing I do want to talk about some of the things that we've got coming up this weekend at the theater, but, you know, I want to say, Carl, you're right. If you don't continually remind people about things that are happening through advertising, through getting out there, no one is going to know. No one's going to show up. People still need to know what's going on at these places so that they can go out and support the events that are happening in our community. And I really applaud the advisory committee for working really hard on this. This has been a really huge issue for the community. It's become one because having the convention center is really important. It's a huge added benefit to this community to have that facility.
And I think that people realize that. The other thing too is that selling it to another organization that may not, you know, that may just bulldoze it down and use that property for something else isn't the way to go.
Right. I can't see that happening. It's too important to have it there. It may not be used as much for events, but there are some events like the boat show this weekend that really don't have another venue that's acceptable.
The gun show is there this weekend, but the boat show is down in Anderson this week.
Oh, the boat show is in Anderson. What is happening at the convention?
That's the gun and antique show.
Right.
That's right, the gun and antique show, right, exactly.
Yeah. So isn't that funny, everything's... Okay, we've got about a couple minutes left, so let's get in on what's happening at the Cascade.
So, of course, I am here to tell you about what's happening at the Cascade this weekend. On Saturday night, we've got, for classical music lovers, A Touch of Classical Piano. About 10 nationally, internationally renowned pianists, actually all who study with Wayne Hampton, are going to be there Saturday night for a wonderful show of all piano classical music. But then Sunday, Linda, we've got the champagne on ice. We've got the red carpet ready. Carpet Mart is giving us the red carpet to roll out. We've got, I know, like 100 red hat ladies are coming. They've got a limo. We are going to have so much fun. We've been working on this all week for the big Cascade Theater Oscars party. It's going to be a blast.
Well,
it's really going to be a blast. You and I will be there on stage kind of hosting our own segments during the commercial breaks. And I understand Patrick John from Q97 is going to be there as well to
Yay.
Help us out a little bit. And I know that there's going to be a lot of other celebrities on hand to help out. Some people dressing up, some people not. I encourage people to, because we'll have some prizes. We're
yes.
going to give out our own little Cascade Academy Awards.
And Valerie, I started off the program by saying that my girlfriend Mindy is sending me FedEx tonight. Remember the one time Oscar stuff?
Some real authentic Oscar swag.
Swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so someone's going to win those, whatever they are. I don't know what she's sending me, but I'll take whatever she sends us, right? And give them as door prizes.
Fantastic. I have been boning up this week on the Oscar-nominated films, by the way. I finally saw The Hurt Locker, and I have to say, Avatar really needs to trample at the Oscars. I'm not a fan of The Hurt Locker. I am really rooting for Avatar.
Okay, well, I think we're going to try to see The Hurt Locker tonight, because I think those are the two contenders.
I think they are. And then there's Up in the Air. I haven't had a chance to get out to the theater to see that. It's not out on DVD yet.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to take a quick break here, Valerie.
Run.
Hang on.
Okay.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNA 1460.
9.7%.
and holding. That's the unemployment rate in February. The Labor Department says companies cut 36,000 jobs. Some analysts thought unemployment would go up because of all the snowstorms last month. If you're looking for higher pay, go to work for the federal government. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says, despite the government's big deficit, the feds give out fatter paychecks than private industry for a wide range of jobs, from accountants to janitors. Something new is being added to YouTube. Captions. YouTube, which is owned by Google, now letting users see the words they're hearing with the click of a button. A new beginning for Toyota. That was the theme of a pep talk delivered to Toyota workers in Japan by the company's president. Akio Toyota telling workers to stay humble but have fun while working to fix the carmaker's safety problems. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Brenda Butner.
You ever see those people on game shows who know the answer to everything? Russian poets, most popular dog breeds, number of stitches on a baseball, bam. The answer is always at their fingertips. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online can make you just like that with your small business. Who owes you? Your biggest expenses? How much you made last month? Wham, wham, wham. The subject is your business, and you're a genius. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you see all your business info in one place and lets you get to it anytime, anywhere. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military veteran talk radio show. This week on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to talk about the Wounded Warrior Project, a greatly respected program that you'll be proud of. Lieutenant Colonel retired Alan West is a candidate for Congress in Southern Florida. He'll be our guest. He's a great man. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to talk about Vietnam and torture. I look forward to you joining me this week on Frontlines of Freedom.
Sunday morning at 8 here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com for those people down in Tasmania that I'm trying to hear today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley support our community in so many ways. Go visit Espresso Joe's to get the type of coffee you want. Then go next door, so pull out your computer and play with your computer and drink your coffee. Now, we'll be there today at 12 noon with Les Ball, who is our supervisor from the 5th District, and who is running for re-election. He's there to answer your questions and to tell you where he stands on all the topics.
But before we get to Les, we're going to finish up with our phone call with our wonderful spokesperson, host, and also a pillar in the community, Valerie Ing Miller. Welcome to the second half of our 7 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning again.
And for those of you who are just checking in, tell us one more time what's happening tonight at the Cascade and as well as Sunday and the tickets and all that good stuff, and then we'll wrap it up.
I'm not sure if we have anything going on tonight, but tomorrow is the Touch of Classical Music performance on Saturday evening, beginning at, I think, 7:30. And then the Oscars, we're going to open the doors at 4 so that we can actually televise the red carpet portion of the Oscars and kind of go back and forth between our own gig and their gig. Well, it's going to be a lot. That part's going to be actually that's my favorite part. And then from 5 until whenever the Oscars end, we'll continue on. But one of the great things that we're going to do is that included in the ticket price, which is cheap, 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 it's just $12, you will also be able to see several numbers performed by the Dance Project from their spring show, Steppin' Out, which starts on the 19th of March for their two-week run at the theater. But they'll be showing several numbers, and they're Hollywood and Broadway, mainly Hollywood-related shows that are numbers that they'll be performing. And then also there'll be a sneak preview of the Sundial Film Festival, which takes place next week at the Cascade Theater, and so people will get to see some clips from that as well. So it's really three events all rolled into one.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and we'll see you Sunday night.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll see you there.
I think it's going to be a great time.
See you on the red carpet, girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm getting the tux out. Putting on my wife.
We may be having a call later from a friend of mine who works for Disney and is going to give us a little lowdown on what's happening with the films. We'll see. He's blogging now, so I said give us a call this morning. So it might be a last minute, like an Oscar, you know, what do you call it when you throw stuff out there quickly? What's that called?
That's called the last 5 minutes of our show. Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, Valerie.
Thanks, Val. All right. Okay, now, our guest, you know, we were at a meeting for the Justice Center several weeks ago, and I was talking to Les Ball, who is the 5th District Supervisor for Shasta County, and he was passionate about what's going on in our national forest. And it's so much so that I said, you know, you need to come on and talk about that. And, you know, it just so happens also that Les is running for re-election. So we're gonna kind of combine both of those. And so we have Les Baugh today, but he brought a guest, Sylvia Milligan.
Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning, Les.
Good morning.
605-4567 is the studio hotline. That's 605-4567. If you have questions, be calling.
All right, Les, you know, before we get into the state of Shasta and where we're going with that, let's talk about the forest issues that you were talking to me about a few weeks ago.
I appreciate the chance to come on, Carl, and I appreciate it. And with me, Sylvia Milligan, who represents Recreation Outdoors Coalition. Passionate is the word. In my mind, our local Forest Service is attempting to literally shut down the forest. The present issue is the travel management plan, and I'll just simplify it here. There are a lot of roads in the forest, and I'm not advocating that we put OHVs and run them all over the forest and in a ill-managed plan to destroy natural wildlife. That's not my goal here. In fact, I'm not even an OHV rider. But what I am concerned about is that we're simply eliminating their entry to the forest in many ways. Here it is. You have a lot of little loops out there that are fun to ride on. And across town, you have, getting across town, you have Hartnell Avenue, you have Cypress Avenue. Now, if you took away Hartnell Avenue, Cypress Avenue, and you couldn't connect on the west side neighborhood to the east side neighborhood, where would you be? That's what the forest is doing. They're shutting down those connector routes, and there are thousands of miles of them. They've never been a problem, never been a challenge. They're regular roads, gravel roads. I am an advocate for use of our forest. And I'd like to keep it that way.
We pay for our force.
We do. Each and every one of us. Isn't that amazing?
Okay, now we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to see if we can get to the reasons why they're shutting them down. I want to know who is shutting them down. I want to put a face and a name on a bureaucracy. And because that's the only way we can hold anything responsible or any organization responsible, if you put a face and a name to it. If it's just, oh, they did it. You know, they. How do you go up against a they? So when we get back, we're going to discuss those topics. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460.
Prisons Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in the summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Prisons provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Prisons Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. Right now, save 30, 40, up to 50% off select OrthoGel mattresses in stock at Crescent's Mattress Gallery. Plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crescent.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guests are Les Baugh, 5th District Supervisor, and Sylvia Milligan. You know what, Sylvia? I have said that name in like probably at least 10 times this week, and I'm going, Sylvia. I'm so sorry.
Welcome.
And, you know, you're the chairman of, but I understand you're the chairman or the director of the Outdoor Coalition, Recreation Outdoor Coalition?
I'm chairperson of Recreation Outdoors Coalition, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so can we just, before we go, could you break that down? I like things to be broken down. So what's that mean?
What that means is we're an organization that started about 10 years ago to work with the agencies and then get the information out to the public so they were aware of what's going on our public lands.
Fantastic. So you're chairwoman.
Chairperson.
Chairperson.
Yeah.
Of this project. How many people involved?
We don't really have a formal membership. What we do is we have a lot of club presidents that are on our list, and then we get the information out to them. They get it out to others. We originally started out here in Northern California, but we've had contacts now in Oregon, clear down as far as Inyo County. We work with anybody that needs information, that wants to know what's going on, how to work with your governments, your agencies, the public.
Right.
Okay, now, Les, when we left, we were talking about they've shut down a lot of the roads. As you know, your analogy is if you cut down two of the main roads here in town, how do you get from one side of the town to the other, of River City to the other? So what we've got then is it a bureaucratic decision to do this? How'd this happen?
The reason they're telling us that this is a safety issue. Now, picture these roads. There are about two cars per day average on these roads. And they're saying that between OHVs and cars, it's much too dangerous to have them out there on the same roads. First of all, Shasta County's policy from our roads and from our board is that there's no problem with that. CHP's policy is that there's no problem with that. The Forest Service says that there's a safety issue. In researching their records, there are zero reportable incidents. In researching Shasta County's records, zero reportable incidents. In researching CHP's records, zero reportable incidents. But they're basing their decision on safety, quote unquote.
But what, I mean, that seems to be, in fact, if anything, that's the safest place to drive, it sounds like.
Well, it is safe, and that's not the challenge. They're very safe out there. What it becomes, you said, the face of the bureaucracy. Locally, we have a regional forester, Randy Moore, and then we have our local forest supervisor, Sharon Haywood. And we're going to give you some contact information here in a moment. But I believe that Mr. Moore, who has allowed use on these same roads in Modoc County, has made a decision that they're not safe in Shasta County. Now, there's no reason for that. There's no rhyme or reason for that. But I also have come to the conclusion that that decision is mostly based on Ms. Haywood's recommendation to Mr. Moore. So locally, our own forest supervisor, Sharon Haywood, I believe, is the person most responsible for making that decision for the 180,000-plus residents of Shasta County.
Well, just so everybody knows, I have called Ms. Haywood and asked her to be on the show, and she was there were too many irons in the fire at that time. But I then asked her public affairs officer, Ray Moody, to please come on the show and just talk. I mean, this was a couple of weeks ago when we were looking at the show and everything. And so far, they have not found the time to do that. We will, of course, pursue this, and perhaps with some phone calls from our friends, maybe they will.
Excellent. We would like you to do that.
Well, we pride ourselves on being fair, and we're hearing is that they're shutting down. Ms. Haywood is shutting down our force to our use on a whim, and if this is true, then she needs to be replaced. If there are reasons, then she needs to come on and tell everybody what the reasons are, or at least put it out someplace. You know, what there's reasons why we believe this is too dangerous, even if there's never been a reported incident.
That's true. And let me give you some example of what this is doing for a specific group of people. Think about our vets. Some are disabled and no longer able to get into the forest to enjoy the campgrounds, the fishing, the hiking opportunities. With an OHV, they can make it out to their favorite sites. We shut these roads down. They're no longer accessible. A veteran who is disabled needs to trailer up that OHV, run it out there, run it around for a few miles, trailer it back up again. That's not physically possible for them. We just think that that's one area, but there's tons of examples I could offer like that.
Well, is there a problem with OHV destroying the habitat up there? Is this another reason, or is this used as a reason?
Well, certainly there are some people that are crazy out there and run all over other people's roads. And as I've said many times publicly, I do not advocate that. The cross-country portion of this, I don't have a problem with their travel management plan. We want them out of pristine areas. We don't want them destroying it. I'm talking about the already used roads that are well-established and have been used for 10, 20, 30 years.
These ones like
longer.
The old logging roads.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're saying we're talking about just going down the roads themselves, not necessarily doing cross-country.
Exactly. So okay. Maybe you want to add to that. I don't know.
excuse me.
It's okay.
We need to keep a managed system in the forest, and when they're on the level 3 roads, we know where they are. You close the level 3 roads, and people are going to go out there and ride wherever. And this also, by keeping our forests open, keeps people from dispersing this recreation to the private lands.
Yeah, and, well, you know, the public lands are, you know, there's a name That's why they're called public. I mean, so for public use. Public tax dollars bought them, or at least it takes care of them.
One of the things that we love about Free Fire Radio and having guests like yourselves on is that you guys are plugged in, excited, want people to engage, and that's what we love about taking calls. So, Dennis.
Yes?
You're on KCNR.
Hi, Carl and Linda. How are you today?
We're great.
And
thank you.
Congratulations on your new radio station. I turn it on as soon as I get to work every morning. It's always on in my car.
Oh,
great. Thank you.
One thing that it's good what they're trying to do, but I can tell you if Sharon Haywood makes up her mind to do anything, it happens. And that outfit answers to no one. They make decisions that don't make any sense. And they also don't tell the truth or live up to their word. And me and 72 other families had boathouses on Shasta Lake. And Sharon Haywood signed a document saying that we'd been there for 50 years.
Uh-huh.
Sharon Haywood signed a document in one of our meetings that we could stay on the cove until there was a designated higher and better use. Well, right after that happened, pretty much we were gone. We filed lawsuits in federal court. We were summarily dismissed, and we remained there until they had to evict us. And they made all kinds of promises. They didn't live up to anything. So I can tell you from firsthand, and I get several other people to call you too about the same thing. Forest Service acts autonomously. They make decisions with impunity, and they don't care about you and I. They think they own the forest.
And that seems to be the problem, and I've been hearing this, more and more as we come up here. I love getting out in the woods, and I love traveling, as does Linda. And we've heard of these different stories. They're horror stories that, there may be reasons. They may say, you should have never been able to do that, but let's see how we can work it out and then arbitrarily make a decision.
Sure.
And again, a bureaucrat who's not elected, who's appointed, who's not listening to the people of the community.
We have to take a break. Dennis, do you have another comment? And do you want to?
No, wait? I don't, but just congratulations, and I'll continue to listen.
Well, thank you so much, Dennis.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest today is Les Baugh and Sylvia Mulligan.
Milligan.
Okay, you know what? We're going to get a right swear before the end of the show. Milligan, how's that?
This is fun.
All right. Who's on first? We're going to take a break. We'll see you after these messages.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Redding, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for them?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR, 1460, for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, 605-4567.
The bear,
Smokey the bear,
prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air.
He can find a fire before it starts to blaze. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.
You know, back in the days when you could really play in the forest and do what you wanted to do in the forest, and you'd have some bureaucrat telling you how you could wear your lipstick. Anyway, today, the weather. Mostly cloudy, high of 54. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 42. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, you're going to be taking a heartbreak at 8. Let's get down some juice before we go into those last 5 minutes. What's up?
Okay, now, when we get into the, again, so the they've closed down. Is it every road or just most of the roads?
No. What they're closing to green stickers is the level 3 roads.
Okay, a green sticker.
Green sticker is the, like a dirt bike, a quad, anything that does not have a street legal license plate.
Okay, so can cars and trucks still go on those roads?
Yes.
Okay, but a quad cannot go on that road, or
quad
a motorcycle.
Cannot.
So it's pretty much off-road. Anything off-road, considered off-road, that's a green sticker, cannot go on level 3.
You need to understand, when we talk about off-road, every vehicle that drives off of the pavement is an off-road vehicle. The green sticker is the one that you cannot drive on a street legal highway like a paved road or a city street.
I understand that. It's like my four-wheel drive truck can be used off-road, but I could still drive down the roads. But if I have my quad that a friend of mine has, a disabled veteran, if we wanted to take it down there and then drive down one of the side roads, he couldn't do that.
Not unless it's a level 2 road or a designated green sticker route.
Okay, for those of you who are just tuning in, to be really simplistic here, is there a law being passed? Is that what we're talking about here? That we're trying to fight the fact for our freedoms. Is that what's going on?
It's a forest order. It's not an actual law. It's the forest order each forest puts out at the end of this process.
Is that when you say each forest, so this is something that maybe in Southern California you can do, but you can't do it up here in the North State?
No, all the forests in Region 5 are under this, and that's all of the forests in California.
Okay. And the shutting down of these roads, again, though, is something that a decision was made by two people, three people?
It's a pending decision. The record of decision will be coming out pretty soon, but they've indicated to us in advance that, yes, this is the answer. And bottom line is there were hundreds and hundreds of people that participated in the community submitting studies, recording their efforts, their routes, meeting after meeting after meeting, and then in the end, none of that was listened to, including your Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
That's what I thought. I thought I was there for a meeting, and that you all had gotten together and said, hey, look, this is not the way we want to do it. It's our county, and we'd like you to do it a different way. And I didn't even think she was there, and she nodded her head. And
representing the public, Shasta County has asked again and again and again for them to reconsider their pending decision, and we have other steps we're about to take. You'll see some items on next Tuesday's agenda to get us to continue.
Okay. So we got a couple minutes before this segment's up, but we'll, of course, continue this on the other hour. But we want to be able to give names and how to get a hold of people. To, you know, is there a way for the community to say, you know what, we'd like you to rethink this? And then, of course, you know, for sport groups.
And exactly. That's what we're trying to do here is bring light to the fact of what's happening here, whether you know it or not. If you don't pay attention to these things, they pass, and then you wonder, what's happened to my rights? What's happened to my freedom? Are you kidding me?
You know,
so that's why we're bringing Les and Sylvia here on to talk about, you know, this not new law, but something that the Forest Service is doing. Now, when we come back, we need to find out, is there a website? How can one read about this? How can one write a letter? What do people have to do? You can see what's happened with the convention center. People showed up.
Exactly.
And if you don't show up, things are going to happen. And don't say, gosh, I didn't know about that.
You know, and that's the thing, is getting engaged. You know, people talk about the people that, you know, the Tea Party groups. You know, the reason we think the Tea Party groups are
successful.
Well, successful, but they're good, is because it's not necessarily we agree with everything they're saying. That's got nothing to do with it. What's got to do with it is they are engaging in public discourse. They are taking they're trying to take charge. At least they're having a say in what's going on, just like you are, Sylvia, and your people, and Les, is that we're trying to have a say about our future and our children's future. Because I tell you what, you know, you talk about, you know, how do you get a camel in a tent? First of all, you let the nose in. And if they shut down these roads,
that's right,
they're going to shut down other roads. This is Carl and the Bob. We've got to take a break here. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Todd Starnes. The unemployment rate holding steady at 9.7%. Good news, but not all that great, especially to people in hard-hit Elkhart, Indiana. And that's where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
Todd, these Michigan women live just over the state line and come to the job center here in Elkhart to look for work. They haven't been able to find any since last summer and say they weren't expecting any big surprises in the jobs report.
I would say it's improved, but not drastically.
I think it's still bad, and I think that time they think that there's a lot of people getting jobs. They're not. I mean, there's more people losing jobs around this area. Still, yeah.
Employers cut 36,000 jobs last month, better than the 50,000 forecast by economists. Todd?
Jennifer, an awful scene on Interstate 10 south of Phoenix. A passenger bus rolled over, killing at least six people, injuring more than a dozen others. Among those hurt, three children. Rescuers on Washington State's Crystal Mountain following tracks in the snow, searching for two skiers lost in an out-of-bounds area at the ski resort. Investigators trying to figure out what compelled a well-dressed man from the West Coast to open fire outside the Pentagon. Live in Washington, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
A picture of the man police say shot at them at the Pentagon is beginning to emerge, although Pentagon Police Chief Richard Keevil says John Patrick Bedell's motives remain uncertain.
I have no idea what his intentions were. We could speculate about that, I guess, a lot.
The 36-year-old California man who died from gunshot wounds appears to have posted messages on the Internet related to 9/11 conspiracy theories, hostile to the military and U.S. drug enforcement. Police believe he acted alone and had no ties to terrorism. Todd?
Mike, bad news for all you Mac folks. The iPad tablet won't be in stores until April 3rd. That's a bit later than expected. Apple's not elaborating on the delay. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Just as important as making the choice to invest in gold is ensuring you acquire your gold from the right company. One indication that you're dealing with the right company is how long that company has been around. And Goldline has been serving gold and precious metals investors since 1960. Goldline has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And Goldline offers a price guarantee program which allows you to reprice certain purchases if the prices fall. Ask Goldline about full details. As a Goldline client, you'll enjoy the benefits of dealing with a solid company. Goldline has been serving gold and silver investors for 50 years. Call Goldline at 800-303-9011. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. 800-303-9011. Don't wait. Get the information right now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you and you'll receive the American Advisor newsletter with the free investor kit. Call Goldline today. 800-303-9011. That's 800-303-9011.
They are gearing up for Election Day in Iraq, set for Sunday, live in Baghdad. Here's Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley.
Todd, it will be Iraq's security forces patrolling the streets here through Sunday's elections. It's a crucial time, and questions remain whether Iraqi security is up to the task. Voter turnout could be as high as 18 million, but it may take months for the new government to be fully formed, with a coalition government choosing the prime minister and president. Political stability will determine whether the U.S. troop withdrawal schedule will go as planned. Todd?
All right, Courtney. Dallas, Texas, a church service for the elderly banned at a public housing apartment complex. They've been worshiping without problems for more than a dozen years, but the local housing authority president says the services violate separation of church and state. We can all use a feel-good story every now and again, and it doesn't get much better than what happened to Idaho's Anthony Castro.
I came and scratched the ticket off and saw $250,000. I was like, this is not right.
Anthony Castro was shot in the head at age 19, witnessed the 9/11 attacks, and used to be homeless. He says he's not going to sit around.
I'm not the type of person to get a lot of money and, okay, I'm not going to do anything. I want to go back to school. I want to work.
Castro says he also plans to invest the money, set up a trust account for his daughter, and buy a townhouse. Lisa Lucera, Fox News Radio.
Have you heard about the Massachusetts Funeral Home? They're sort of hoping to become a Chuck E. Cheese for the living. The Devaney Condren Funeral Home, hoping to turn frowns upside down by hosting a chili cook-off and murder mystery shows. And this Easter, the funeral home says they're going to even be hosting the Easter Bunny. And folks say they can't imagine where they're going to hide those Easter eggs. I'm Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Our guests today are Les Boss, Supervisor of the 5th District here in Shasta County, and Sylvia Milligan, who heads up a coalition of people. She's the chairperson of a number of people for outdoor and outdoor recreation coalition groups. Okay, let's go to the phones here. John, you've been hanging on. You're on KCNR.
Yeah.
Okay, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a question, John.
Yes, I do. This is for Supervisor Baugh or Ms. Milliken, either one. It's been my experience a few decisions in governance occur without reason or motive. So far, I've heard no motive, no reason for these road closures. I understand why they should be open to use. Why is it desirable for the Park Service or the Forest Service to close them? What's their purpose in this? I don't see any purpose.
You know, there's a lot of discussion in that regard, John. I thank you for the question. Some would say that it's a decision of economics, and perhaps that's part of it. But here's my take on it. I believe the Forest Service and their hierarchy today wants to literally put a fence around our Forest Service and eliminate the footprint of humans in the forest. I believe that is the goal.
John?
Yes, I'm there, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I just happen to agree with you. I've had similar experiences with the administration of Whiskeytown Lake, and the fact that it's the feeling up there seems to be that the management, it's their lake, not the people's lake.
You're right on target, John.
And I'm afraid that that's what's happening with the park roads as well.
Well, I think it's one thing after another here. You know, it's the roads. And, this, you know, if this one goes through and it stands up, then what's the next one? Oh, you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about this, about the snowmobiles. But it's going to be, as Les is fears and as you're saying, is that, first of all, you cut off this, and then it's just a little bit more, and then the only people that are allowed in there are hikers, but only so many hikers, and they've got to carry, you know, everything they carry in, they carry out, which is, you know, they should do anyway. But and so you're going to have the use of the forest cut down so dramatically, and the largest amount of people that will ever go there is the firefighters, because they'll be burning down, too, because they don't want anybody to touch it.
I'm not speaking with full information here, but it seems a bit confusing to me that we are, through permit, allowed to go into the forest there and cut wood that has been designated as available to the public. But now we're not going to be able to transport it except, I guess, on our shoulder.
Well, you can still use regular, like a four-wheel drive truck or your SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
You can still go back with those.
Well, today.
Today. But that is probably, you know, how far down the road is that going to be taken off?
Well, sorry that the park directress hasn't chosen to come public with this. I'd like to be able to question her and find out the motivations behind it.
We're going
to
keep calling. There's a few people that for some reason or another have decided not to come on the show. And we give people a fair shot. You know, but I think what their fear is having people ask them questions, the people, you know, not necessarily Linda and I, because, you know, unless they've got something that's really strange, but, you know, they don't like answering questions from the people.
Well, there's no doubt that the way we are an activist community and have things to say and questions to ask, I'm sure Les can attest to that from his experiences in the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah. Okay, hey, John.
I'm through.
Okay, we appreciate it. Maybe we'll see you at noon today.
I'll be there.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
You know, Carl, I just wanted to, the thought about being a little afraid of people and the questions they ask. That's so true. We've hosted a rally right in on the road in front of the Forest Service office, and our desire was simply to draw attention to the issue. About 350 people came. In reaction, they shut down their building for the day, sent all their employees home, and had eight vehicles with armed guards to keep the local Shasta County supervisor off Forest Service property, to keep the sheriff, who was one of our guest speakers, off Forest Service property, to keep 350 taxpaying citizens off Forest Service property. If they're that concerned with just a building, what's it look like for the forest?
Well, you know, the thing I see about that is this force is on Shasta County property, right?
Well,
I mean, it's part of Shasta County.
It's part of
right?
Shasta County, federal
so
property.
So maybe
yes.
Maybe we ought to have Tom Basinko research those laws, and you have armed people on there. Maybe Sheriff Basinko can trump that one and tell them to leave.
And he's doing that right now. We have an amazing sheriff. Sheriff Basinko is at this moment contacting the Western Sheriff's Association and the very national associations he belongs to. He's trying to get support for that exactly.
Well, you know, I think the sheriff should be able to, because he's probably one of the most powerful men in this county, and people don't realize how powerful he is, that he can trump a lot of the feds. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part D patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guests are Les Baugh, Supervisor, 5th District, Shasta County, and Sylvia Milligan, who is the chairperson of just a number of groups in a coalition for outdoor recreation use. Les,
yes, sir.
What people may need to, you know, to wrap their arms around is that, you know, and we need to say it one more time. The Board of Supervisors strongly asked that the National Forest Service not do this to the land that was in Shasta County.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Board of Supervisors 100% unified in saying we want opportunities to continue.
All right, and they in the form of a person named Sharon Haywood said no.
That's right.
And from what I understand, this went up to her boss,
Mr. Randy Moore, correct?
And he backed her up on this.
That's right.
Has Wally Herger gotten into this?
Yes.
And what happened then?
Wally's written, Assemblyman Herger has written a number of letters. And he's also joined now with McClintock. They're going to be writing another letter. We have Radanovich and Lundgren also involved.
Okay, all of our representatives, elected representatives. Have they thought about getting out of their offices and walking over there and grabbing somebody by the throat and shaking them until they get the idea into these letters? Obviously, the letters are doing no good.
No, but can I have a copy of the radio thing today and I'll send it to them?
Hey, you know what? You absolutely can, because I tell you what. People that are in these faceless, nameless positions that make decisions about our taxpaying neighbors burn me, because here it is, the Board of Supervisors, an elected position of the county, of the county of Shasta, have asked them to back off on this, and two people have ignored it. They bring out armed guards because the sheriff and the supervisor, and okay, 300 people show up and they shut down the place because they are what? The sheriff and the county supervisor is going to lead a charge against the building. I mean, this is typical overreaction from a government that doesn't care. You know, what are they afraid of? What are you afraid of? I'll tell you what they're afraid of. They're afraid of having to go back up and try to explain this. It's much easier. Oh, let's just do this. You know, let's just do this. Oh, this comes down, and nothing's going to happen. You know, and that's the bottom line, my friends. Nothing's going to happen unless you get involved. And we have some phone numbers here. Sylvia?
Yes, I have the regional forester, Randy Moore's address. He's the Pacific Southwest region, which is all of California.
You're talking about his email address.
I'm going to give that to you in just a moment.
Okay,
I'll give you Sharon Haywood's in just a moment. This is the regional forester who has said that the roads are unsafe.
Right, now, but this is not his home address.
No.
Okay.
No, this is the Pacific Southwest region in Vallejo.
We don't need pitchforks and torches walking down the street.
Oh, no, okay. This is nothing personal. Anyway, it's Pacific Southwest region 1323 Club Drive in Vallejo, California, 94592. His email address is rmoore@fs.fed.us.
Okay, now, you've had a chance. You're trying to find the pencils out there and your pens. And, by the way, you can listen to this on our archives, the show. But the email address, again, is?
rmoore, for Randy Moore, @fs.fed.us.
Okay, now, they're located in Vallejo, right?
Correct.
Now, how appropriate. They're located in a city that just went to bankruptcy because of overtaxation and too many things being given away. Okay. Now, how do we get a hold of our local rep?
That's Sharon Haywood, who is the forest supervisor here for the Shasta Trinity National Forest at 3644 Avtec Parkway in Redding. Her phone number is 226-2529, or an email address is shaywood, HEYWOOD, @fs.fed.us.
Okay, let's give the phone number and the email address one more time.
For Sharon Haywood, it's 226-2529, and the email address is shaywood, HEYWOOD, @fs.fed.us.
Okay, now we invite Ms. Haywood on our show, or her representative, Ron Moody, to come on the show and to explain the Forest Service's other side. We have invited them on. They have been too busy or have chosen not to.
It's Ray Moody.
Ray Moody. Yeah, and you know, I've talked to Ray, and he seems like a nice guy. He said he was new to the job, and this was 6-7 weeks ago. But what we'd like to do, again, we're offering an hour of our time to discuss what's going on here, and for them to say, hey, look, there's been some misunderstandings. Obviously, you know, this is why we're doing this. So we're going to again call them today. It might, and if you all get a chance to email and call, you might say, hey, look, come on the show and explain your position, because there'll be people wanting to ask the questions. All right, the Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break here. KCNR 1460.
Whether you're 5 or 85, there is something for everyone at the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show and Sale opening today at the Chassanooga Fairgrounds and brought to you by Taylor Motors. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sport lovers with boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping, and RV accessories. All that plus kids' trout fishing pod, retriever demos, backcountry horsemen, bass fin demonstrations, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splash dogs, and Gunner the Clydesdale. If you're a sport enthusiast of any kind, there's something for everyone to see and do, plus plenty of once-a-year sports show-only deals. The NorCal Productions Boat Sport and RV Show open noon to 7 p.m. today, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring the latest in sport and recreation at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Fox 20, The Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light. Admission is only $5 for adults, $3 for kids 7 to 15, kids 6 and under free with adults.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates, at 339-5695. Find out how their Identity Theft Shield can help you.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by Amsoil, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, 605-4567.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Clearly News Talk Radio.
March 5th. The phone lines.
605-4567.
That's our hotline. You know, it's cold today.
It is cold.
You know how cold? How cold is it? it's going to be high of a 54 today, but right now it's cold. So today it's going to be with a high near 54, and tonight's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 42. Currently 45 degrees. This is KCNR 1460. We're taking your emails. We have Les Baugh, and we have Sylvia Milligan.
And also, the Weather Rock.
KCNR1460.com is Linda at KCNR1460.com. If you have a question, you can't make it to the phone right now, but you're at your website. We're also streaming live.
Yeah, so drop us a line at Linda at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to the phones. Ron, you're on KCNR1460.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a comment about the Forest Service. You know, they take our tax dollars and they build a road and a boat ramp out there off Jones Valley. Anyhow, they no longer control it, or I guess they do control it to a certain degree, but anyhow, they've either sold or given the concession to a private party. So in order for us to even use that go out there and go fishing or launch your boat, you have to pay an $8 fee. And it was our tax dollars that built the launch ramp and the road out there. So
is
something else the Forest Service does.
Yeah, was it a private concession that then they pay the Forest Service, obviously?
I don't know. There's just an $8 sign out there, and there's some envelopes, and you have to put your money in and drop it in a sealed piece of pipe that's welded shut. So
really? I wonder if I could do that right outside the station. You know, if you want to walk in the sidewalk, put a dollar here and just leave it.
I think you could do that, yeah.
And say
the Forest Service can. We're the government, so we should be able to do it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, will the Forest Service be down there at Tobacco and Brew today?
Oh, I don't think so. But we're
maybe
working hard.
Maybe we can encourage them. You know, yeah. Bring the sheriff and show up. We have some people show up, and maybe they'll think there's some kind of protest and get worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we could have the sheriff.
Because they'll bring guns.
Maybe we could have the sheriff arrest them and bring them down there.
Okay, that's a good idea.
That's good.
I'll see you down there.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Yeah.
You know, it's we're poking fun at this, and we probably shouldn't. But you know, the thing is that everybody that has called is absolutely correct. It's, you know, it's the public lands. It's taxpayers' money. Again, and here's one of the things that bothers me. And if it doesn't, if just because you don't have an OHV, I don't really use one, so it doesn't really bother me. Think of this, my friends. They've taken away the gold dredging. We can't cut in the forest as we were said. There's environmental groups that sue. Sierra Pacific, so they can't cut logs on their own property. We can't fish for salmon. And then now they're just going to keep taking, you know, they take away the forest at that point for more recreation. What's going to be left? Is this just going to be like, the North State is just going to be a provider of water and ticks or something for the rest of the state? Because, I mean, they just keep more and more increments at taking away our economic, advantages we have here. I mean, you can see it happening. I mean, people need to stand up against this.
One freedom at a time, Carl. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's one of the things I think Benjamin Franklin said, if we don't hang together, soon we will all hang separately. And he was exactly right. I mean, you need to look at what's happening. It's when people showed up at the city council meetings, they show up at the board of supervisors meetings. Tell me that doesn't have an impact on what you're hearing, what you're thinking.
It does. We listen.
You have to. I mean, that's what you're there for. And then so when you have this, 350 people, not getting 350 people in Shasta County together, you know, for anything. Except, you know, walking across the bridge on tax day is not an easy, you know, easy process unless it's like ZZ Top down at the, you know, convention center. But then to have them shut it down and put 8 carloads of Forest Service people armed because they didn't want to hear the people it just represents what's starting to happen up here. Okay. Sylvia.
Another thing, too, that I think people need to be aware of is under this new forest plan, when you go out to camp in the forest, you know, many families have been doing this historically for years. You will not be able to camp more than one car length off of the road.
Okay, now, you can't, you know, when you go out into the woods, I mean, even, okay, so and what you're saying is if you see, like, a road or something like that, and you go down the road, even with a legally approved off-road, whatever it is, you know, your truck or something. You're not going to be able to take your stuff and move back away from the road?
Correct. That's any vehicle, whether you take your motor home, whether you take your SUV and you're going to go out there and go camping, oh, this is going to be fun. You have to park no more than one car length off of the road, and you have to camp right beside your vehicle. And out of 5,200 campsites that they found, dispersed campsites on the forest, they're only saying that they're going to allow 223. Out of 2.2 million acres in the forest, that is less than one campsite per 10,000 acres.
Wow. Well, we must be really environmental banging out there to be able to have one camp at one campsite in for every 10,000 acres.
People think that this only relates to green sticker vehicles. This relates to everybody in the public.
So I take my truck out there, and we go out there with our tent because, you know, we're really big into that. And so we pull out to a place.
Our Savorsky tent.
Yeah, our Savorsky tent. And we pull off the road, and there it is. I mean, there's this little creek. Oh, it's like 50 yards down there, and we're going to carry our stuff down there. Can't do it. I've got to park right alongside the road.
And camp beside your vehicle.
Okay, so, you know, just to clarify, what is their argument? Why are they trying to ban the people? And we've got 30 seconds.
They're protecting the resources.
Protecting the resources. Wow. Okay. Well, this is Carl and the Bot. Our guests are Les Baugh and Sylvia Milligan. We're talking forced use and not politics. We'll talk a little politics when we get back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. February's job report is out, and things aren't as bad as expected.
Employers lost fewer jobs than forecast, cutting 36,000 payrolls, well below expectations of 50K. Plus, analysts expected the rate to rise to 9.8%. The rate hasn't risen since October, but keep in mind, 14.9 million Americans are still unemployed.
Fox News senior business correspondent Brenda Butner. Two Pentagon officers recovering after being shot by a gunman they shot and killed yesterday.
There is no indication at this point that there are any domestic or international terrorism nexus to this at all. It's probably at this time, it appears to be a single individual with head issues.
Pentagon Police Chief Richard Keevil. John Patrick Bedell reportedly angry with the government over 9/11. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival is expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaberkavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl on the bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I got an email from a Sandra Neiman. There is a crab feed this Saturday, and I can't, you know, I can't open the attachment for some reason. How many people have gone through that? It's a crab feed for...
Is that Shasta?
Or maybe it's Enterprise High School.
Enterprise High School and Shasta High School are having one.
So you can call Sandra at 356-7733. Sorry to give your number out, but if you want to sell tickets, let's get them to it. 356-7733, and that's this Saturday. So I'm sure they're trying to raise funds, and I couldn't open. But anyway, there you go. If you're looking for, if you're involved with the Enterprise and the crab feed, I just, it's part of our deal to try to support you guys and anything that we can do. Give us a call here, 605-4567. It's open line. We're talking with Les Baugh and Sylvia Mulligan. And Mulligan, we've gone through every kind of way, every vowel pronunciation
we'll have
of
to
that
bring you
last
back.
Name.
We'll have to bring you back for St. Patty's Day and hit you. We'll call you O'Milligan or Mulligan and Son. Okay. You know, as long as we're talking about those things, Lions Club has their the gun show at the Convention Center this weekend. We've also got the Boat and RV Show out in Anderson. There's the Wind Rivers having a big costume party Saturday night. And Sunday, of course, is the Oscars. Now, also, the play, The Weir, is out at Old Shasta at the Playhouse there. And that's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Starts tonight
and next
weekend. Okay. Let's go back to the part where it's a one camping spot per 10,000 acres in the Shasta Trinity Forest.
That's what they have on their alternatives that are coming out, their preferred alternative.
And so, and then, but also, that's the one where you can't camp more than one car length away from a road.
Correct.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah, let's go to the phones. Hey, Bob.
Morning, Carl.
You're on KCNR.
Morning.
Good morning. I just want to say I'm a member of the Shasta Rock Rollers, so I know what Sylvia's been doing and everything. And I just want to say thank you for all your work. Yeah, I know that that rally that day, it was a cold and misty day, and a lot of people showed up. And I think you finally got a lot of people's attention on this issue, as with a lot of things throughout our government. People got to be involved and listen, pay attention, because these things do happen. Unbelievable as they sound, they still happen. Thank you for all your work.
Well, you're thanking Mulligan. He says, Sylvia,
thank
he's thanking you.
Thank you.
You know, the thing about it, Bob, is that a lot of times people don't realize it's going on until it's too late, and then it's too late to change it.
Exactly.
But now it's not too late. We can still fight this. From what I understand, this is not written in cement. Is that right, Les?
There's always fight left, and that's why Sylvia gave out the contact information. Shasta County Board of Supervisors, I believe on Tuesday, I haven't been over the office yet this morning to check our agenda, but we have a couple of letters, one that's going to request a delay in the publication of the ROD, the Record of Decision, and then the other one that is going to ask for an open records release under the Data Quality Act, and that's going to simply request their safety records, which they, of course, don't have any.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
okay.
You know what? Thank you so much
thanks
for your call.
Lot.
And
well, thanks for your show and everything. Get this information out.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you. That's what we're here for. And I have been noticing, and I'm sure Carl will agree, that people, I think our society, we as a people, I see it a lot here in the North State, and that just encourages us, that we're starting to see that we can't just sit by and let these bills be passed and things happen at nighttime behind closed doors. That we do have a voice, and we do need to make, you know, take action. And we're talking about something that, you know, we have these beautiful forest lands. And one of the things about, you know, for people who like to camp and be in the great outdoors, can you imagine just imagine the visual of chains, you know, that you can't see, but there's all of a sudden the forest is chained and you don't have access. And that just seems like that's a crime.
And they do it in the guise of, oh, it's what's good for the forest. Well,
I mean, are we really trashing the forest floor seriously? I can understand the pot growers that they're trashing the forest floors.
And they need to be eradicated. The big pot growers, my friends, don't charge the studio down here, all you communes. But the thing is that there's a difference between conservation and preservation. I believe somebody said is that what it is that they take away your right to even go there. That's, and they put a clamp over it like it's a giant baggie. Okay, we got a bunch of phone calls here. Let's go. Jeff, you're on KCNR.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
I've been sitting here listening, and I've been involved a little bit with this issue. There are so many different areas that I could just pick apart when it comes to the Forest Service issues. But the one thing I guess that when it comes to protecting the forest, I would challenge her to come with me. I'll put her within 500 feet of where we've been going and riding and have her show me where we've been. There are two kinds of quads, basically. One that's more like a motorcycle that you shift, and then my wife and I have quads that are belt-driven. I challenge anybody to really try and tear up the soil with those types of quads. The other thing is, with us, we bought roughly $17,000 in quads. I bought a $5,000 trailer, an enclosed trailer to pull my quads. We generally go to the Oregon Dunes, and we buy an average of 15 gallons, maybe 20 gallons per quad for a week to 2 week period, plus the travel time, the stay time. That's a lot of money, you know, and then I pay my fees for my green stickers. And I think that this forest is so underutilized that what we should do is encourage more use of it, and it would generate more money for our area. If you look at Coos Bay, I've talked to the deputy that patrols the dunes area, and they've lost their mill base, their industrial base, their fishing base, and really all that keeps that area going is the amount of people that go to the dunes. And fortunately for them, the dunes, if you go to the campground, you'll find that they're booked most year round. And, you know, I've come to the Friday radio station. I've told you a little bit about my experience with Europe and when I was in Berlin, joining the Berlin Rod and Gun Club, thinking, oh, I'm going to go out and get to enjoy the mountains. You're completely locked out unless you're a wealthy guy that has some money to pay for the experience.
Yeah.
The general public at this point in their lives don't have the right to use their own forest. They're beautiful, but you can't go fishing, you can't go hunting. And I don't want to get to that point.
That's why we've got to stand up now, Jeff. And you've got the right idea. You know, we spend a lot. You know, this is so many other things, as we pointed out earlier, have gone by the wayside, and we can't let the recreation side go too.
No, and you know, the issue is that we've shut down so much of our industrial base. You know, when people go, it's like boats. When people go out and buy boats, you know, it puts a lot of people to work. And the quad industry or the motorcycle industry puts a lot of people to work. And we keep finding ways to shutting those things down, which reduces, you know, it's just a trickle down.
It is. And it really is.
And I told you, you know, once before that my brother and I are both disabled, and that's our only access. I have a 15-minute walk limitation.
Yeah.
I can't even go into Costco and out without a lot of pain. So now I'm basically, you know, I'm going to lose my access to the areas that I've always enjoyed with my family.
You know, see, that to me, it's just another huge reason, you know, disabled veterans, just our disabled, you know, our citizens and our neighbors. I mean, what you're doing is you're keeping them from enjoying a resource that belongs to the people.
Jeff, I wish you would compose a letter with your personal testimony, you and your brothers, and send it out to everyone, including the governor. And we are going to, again, before the show is over, give you emails and phone numbers. This is your story is a very touching one. I'm sure you're not alone, but it's very poignant in your story, the fact that this is one of the accessibility is being cut off from something that gives you joy and freedom being in the out of doors.
I would be glad to do that. I've written a lot of letters and a lot of publications, and I, you know, with the Forest Service, their attitude is they just don't care.
Yeah.
They've got an agenda, and
Well, what we think doesn't matter.
Well, you know,
talk with Wally Herger's been really good. People think that Wally's been in there too long and not doing anything, but I'll tell you, this guy, when you see him, a lot of times he's exhausted. He's beating his head against the wall, and he's done a lot for this community, let me tell you. Yeah. And I get letters from him all the time. And, you know, the CHP, you know, that's one thing that irritates me about the Forest Service. Wally wrote the CHP because the Forest Service were using the CHP to designate what was a road and wasn't a road or what was acceptably used. And they've backed us up every time they've written a letter, and yet they turn around and say that the CHP is using, you know, says that it's not that way.
Right.
How do you get away with that? Somebody needs to be terminated.
Well, that's what we're going to be talking about, Jeff. We're 5 minutes late on a break, but what you were saying is so strong. Okay, so thank you so much for calling. We have other people on the line. We'll get to them as soon as we take this break. Jeff, thanks so much for the phone call. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Be phone to say, sorry, you didn't get the job. The other shop was $700 cheaper. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He had been a customer for many years, and we want our customers to be customers for life. I could hear the disappointment in his voice. He had placed his trust in us for all these years, and now we were charging him too much. I can't believe they have all the damage listed, I said. Look at the estimate and see if they caught the buckle in the roof. There's nothing about the roof, he said. Did they catch the impact on the wheel? There's nothing about a wheel. If the wheel is damaged and you have a buckle in the roof, it indicates possible frame damage. There's nothing, he said. It's easy to write a cheap repair, give excuses later. We prefer a complete repair. When can I get an appointment, he said. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden our month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Our guest today, Les Baugh and Sylvia Milligan. You know, Les is a supervisor that's running for re-election. We haven't mentioned that yet, nor will we, because we're talking something that's bigger than all of us right now.
But we are going to Tobacco and Brew at 12 o'clock, and we are going to be talking a lot of things political.
Les will be our guest at 12 noon, and we'll be talking politics and probably some forced stuff. But we will be talking re-election and politics and what's going on with Shasta County. All right, let's go to the phones. Bill.
I just wonder I live up here in Shingletown, and I see that Supervisor Baugh has endorsed Colonel Pete over Mr. Herger for Congress. Is Colonel Pete also working on this issue? Thank you.
Is Colonel Pete still working on this issue, too, about the law, about the Forest Service?
I don't know if Colonel Pete is working on this issue. I can tell you Mr. Herger has been working on this issue, and we appreciate that very much.
Okay, let's go to Charles. You're on KCNR, Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I want to ask Mr. Baugh about, this is a little off subject. He was there at the Board of Supervisor meeting on February 23rd when he heard me address the board on the issue of public health policy promotion enterprise, particularly with regard to a couple of smoking ordinances which were being at issue at that time. And the subject of my address was the inappropriateness of spending tax money to promote smoking ordinances when that money could be better spent on other things, like patrol deputies, for example. I wonder what Mr. Baugh thinks about that.
Thank you, Charles, for your phone call.
I'd be happy to address that. The challenge is that the money that we use, public safety money, and the money we use for social services cannot be mixed. We cannot take the millions of dollars that are provided by the state of California and the federal government and spend them on public safety. There are two different piles of cash there. About 70% of our general fund goes to public safety, and that's our number one priority and will continue to be our number one priority. But the money that Mr. Alexander is talking about is money through social services and public health, and that money cannot be spent by law on public safety.
Okay. Now, we're going to have to take a break in a minute and then for our last segment, but one of the letters that you have handed to me came from the Department of the California Highway Patrol, and instead of just reading, you know, I'm not going to read the whole letter, but one of the excerpts of it, and I don't want to give the wrong impression, I don't want to be like a cherry picker on this one, but what they said after examining the sections on the definitions of maintenance level 1, 2, 3, and 4 roads and mixed-use roads, it was concluded that a maintenance level 3 roads do not meet the definition of a highway. And thus, the California Highway Patrol, you know, is not going to get involved on the, in that sense, except that there is nothing that says is that there's not safe travel on them and that there should be a off-road safety program as opposed to maybe just shutting them down or concluding that they're not safe for things. Now, these letters are available from Sylvia. And I assume from the Highway Patrol, because they're, you know, they're open source documents here. So, anyway. Okay, Sylvia, we've got to take a quick break here, or we will.
Well, we come back, let's wrap it up and talk about where we're going to be able to get the information. Let's kind of bring it together on what we're talking about, wrapping it up, information, emails, got to take a break. Les Baugh, we're going to give you all both closing thoughts because Les is coming for Free Fire Media or Free Fire Forum today at the Tobacco and Brew at 12. We can really get into some good firestorm. Let's talk about it. This is Carla Nabat, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
There's something new and exciting from the Reading Breakfast Lions Club. They've expanded their gun show this year to include an antique and collectible show. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Convention Center. Don't miss it. There will be over 225 tables. You'll find a number of unique displays that you won't find at any other gun show. Plus, this year, they've added an antiques and collectible show. Civil War reenactors will be on the Convention Center lawn with full uniforms and weaponry, including a full-size Civil War cannon. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse through 200 years of historical items. Bring your antiques and have them appraised for a $2 donation. Show hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. All net proceeds are used for local youth and charitable projects. The 24th annual Reading Breakfast Lions Club Firearms Show expanded this year to include an antiques and collectibles show. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Convention Center. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days. Don't miss it.
How much would you pay for a juicy tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Our guest star Les Baugh and Sylvia Milligan. They were talking forest juice. Let's go to the phones here. Sky, good morning. We just got a minute, Sky, so be brief.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you guys a brief. You know, picking on Susan Hayward is at the forest supervisor there is like sniping at the snake in its belly. You know, she answers lockstep to Region 5, and Region 5 answers to the chief of the Forest Service. And they are a sub-agency of the Department of Agriculture. The only way you're going to get to those people is class action suit to Washington. I mean, at the local level, she's doing what she's told to do. She has bosses, and everybody under her subordinates, they're going to agree with her, because if they don't, that's going to affect their promotions and grade levels. So, you know, they're going to go along with that. Being in their 20-plus years in middle management, I totally understand where it's coming from, and you got to go to Washington. That's where it is. They're all environmentalists, and they want you all out of there, and they don't care what you think.
Well, you know, Sky, you know, you're probably right, but it doesn't mean that we can't start it here, and you've got to start someplace, and maybe we'll end
That's
up
true.
with a class action suit. But first of all, we have to organize, and we have to get enough people upset about it that says enough. And, you know, maybe you're right, but maybe we can bring enough pressure on it so that maybe somebody will listen to us.
Well, she won't talk to you, I guarantee it. No support supervisor will, because their hands are tied.
Well, then she needs to, maybe part of it is, you know what, this is what we've been given from higher headquarters, and we're having to do it this way. Okay, but you know what? That's an answer. You know what? You can probably understand that answer.
Oh, I realize it, because I've been there and done that.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Sky, thanks a lot. We got other people on the line. Thank you very much for your phone call. You bet. Okay, Rob, you are on KCNR.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Yep, we got just 30 seconds.
Hey, I just want to remind everybody we're going over the events that were going to take place this weekend. Tomorrow at Sequoia Middle School, 6:30 tomorrow evening, they're putting on a Veterans Appreciation Dinner and event. They are going to have the Straight Ahead Big Band will be playing, and it's at no cost to the veterans. It's a great opportunity for them to be able to come and just enjoy a great evening of appreciation and good music. And again, that's at Sequoia Middle School at 6:30 tomorrow night.
You're absolutely right. Rob, thanks so much for your phone call.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Okay, this last statement's here. Les?
Carl, Linda, thank you for having us on the show. You both mentioned this is an important issue. It's far more important than the petty politics we could have talked about my campaigns. Why, thank you for
that'll
this
be at
time.
Noon. That'll be at noon.
We'll
time.
Do that at noon. We'll do that at noon. I want to thank the Board of Supervisors, Chairman Kehoe, Haas, Modi, and Hartman, 100% on this subject. And I know the community appreciates the board. And I want to especially thank Sylvia Milligan for her hard work. She is there all the time. Continue to write us locally at the board. We'd like to help.
Great. Okay, Sylvia.
I want to thank the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. They have been incredible with their unanimous support of recreation in this area and of the work that ROC does. They've been awesome.
Well, you know what? You know, sometimes we take on the Board of Supervisors as we see some things, decisions are made. That's just the way it is. But let us applaud Kehoe, Modi, and Hartman, and Haas, along, of course, with you, Les, on this.
Thank you.
And okay. Now we're not giving up the fight, though, right?
Never say die.
No way.
That's great. You know, like I said, we're at noontime. We're going to have Les there at Tobacco and Brew. But next, you know, tomorrow we got some great shows that are and on our Saturday.
We have a new
shows.
Show kicking off That's called right. Psych Talk at 12:00. That's going to be great.
Yep.
So we have wonderful programming here on Saturday. You go to our website, KCNR1460.com. Thank you so much for being our guest, and it is in our mission statement that we open your eyes. And if you tune us in the morning and you're getting ready, sometimes you hear little snippets, and you can always go back. This will be in the archives again on our website, KCNR1460.com. Get involved.
It's
be an American.
The archives are on Free Fire Radio. And our guest next week we've got a little bit different show. We've got a theme for the whole week, and it's going to be the young entrepreneurs. Why did these are the young businessmen and women who are shaping Reading, who have left Reading, come back, and they've opened these businesses. They have vision. What did they see that we need to do in Reading to bring it back to a prosperous city?
And we went to our friend Cameron Middleton, of course, who spearheaded this whole thing and got together with some of his buddies, and we love Cameron. Such great energy. One of the youngest people in the Planning Commission, and he's just all fired up. And so, Cameron, just a shout-out to you for making this happen and organizing these people to come in next week. You're going to want to tune in on Monday morning because this is, again, we appreciate, we always think about, oh, my God, you know, Reading, some people think it's a place for retirement. No, we have a resurgence of Reading and downtown and all the great businesses, don't we, Carl?
We do, and, you know, it's not time to roll over. It's time to stand up because we can do it. We can, the city's got lots of possibilities, and next week you're going to hear so many ways that we can revitalize our city.
See you at the Academy Awards Sunday night.
Yeah, or tomorrow at the Boat and RV Show and everywhere else. Hey, look, this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Reading.